Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Yes, welcome back to part three, really, of Drive on Thursday afternoon, and part three of your three-part series. How many times have I said three, Michelle?
I know. It's gone by quick. I can't believe we're at part three already.
I know.
Easter holidays have gone by quick.
I know. So, Michelle, you are here. If someone's listening for the first time, you are our regular yoga coach slash well-being coach as well. I mean, you've been here for almost a year now.
Almost. Yeah, party time.
I know, party coming up. Loads of little cheesy dips. But anyway, let's...
No eggnog.
No. Oh, goodness me. No, not the time it is. But just now, let's get back to, part three. I can't believe it's got flown by.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in for the first time and you've missed the other two parts, you can catch up on Drive Catch Up on the archives. We've been talking about... test anxiety, basically, because it is exam season coming up. So if you're away with the children right now, or your kids or your teenagers, upon their return, if they're in year six or older, they will be coming back to exams, even the poor little year twos, actually. So we've been talking about ways you can tell that your child is actually going through test anxiety, whether it's actually illness or it's just them being anxious about what's going on, and ways you can help. And then I've given two tips in the last week, 2 weeks. We did finger breathing, and so you can catch up on that. Or last week we did belly breathing as well. And then I was also giving tips about how it's important to schedule your studying, so you're not overwhelming the studying, especially if you're going into your GCSE exams and A-levels and all that. So it's definitely, don't overdo it if you're happening to be listening or you're a parent of one of these children. Don't just spend all day, every day studying. Break it up into small chunks. Yeah, there's nothing worse than, and especially when today's such a beautiful day. It's so warm out. It's 21 degrees in the car. Like, I couldn't believe
it. Really?
Yeah. So even my kids were commenting, they're like, wow, it's like almost summertime. So you don't want to be wasting that time. Get out there. And I think, and the getting out there, going for a walk, if you're studying right now, definitely good for the mental health. Anyways, even if you, like Alistair, my daughter, pops on headset and listens to a podcast, although it does concern me what podcast sometimes. It's always concerning when your teenager's reading those books or listening to those audio books. But listening to a podcast is great, and you can listen to any kind of mindfulness app. So like I said, last 2 weeks I've given you finger breathing and belly breathing, and today I'm not going to talk as much in that sense about how you can, what you can do and tips, but more I'm going to give you a visualization. So this is one you can listen to, practice before you do your exams.
Right.
The other two you could take into the exam with you, and you can do if you're feeling stressed, butterflies in the stomach, anxious, just taking a few moments to calm yourself down. But this one's a good one to do to boost your morale, basically.
Oh, okay. To make you think, yes, I'm good, I can do this.
Yeah,
yes, okay.
And you can do it. And like I said, most of the time, like, my experience with those kids was they absolutely 100% can do it. It's just the situation, the test situation.
Because you was a school teacher before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was funny because I had this conversation with someone. I was trying to remember if it was a dream or not. It wasn't, but like how...
dream.
You never know sometimes. Yeah. But I was talking about... universities are moving away from hall exams and starting to do more exams from home online.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, there's no point. Like, I think then schools should kind of move away from that. You know, like, so I think with schools, especially GCSEs and A-levels, we all remember sitting in a giant hall. I didn't do A-levels here, but it was the same concept. We sat in a big gymnasium at separate tables, and it was a do-or-die situation with the exams, which actually it wasn't in Canada. Your mark wasn't 100% based on your test. It was about 50-50. So if you did really well in coursework, you were fine. So... if you're listening at home, or if you are tuning in, or you're catching up, just make yourself comfortable. And Joe, you can follow along and do this as well. Yeah, nice, calming, relaxing. So just sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable in your chair, and we're going to get started with our visualization.
Okay, here we go.
So visualization is just simply me talking you through. You can close your eyes for this if you want to, or you can just, I always say, lower the gaze to the floor. So soften the gaze. And just come back to the breath, just breathing in through the nose and just breathing out through the mouth. Just taking a few long breaths here just to settle yourself, calm yourself. And once you've done that, just start to become aware of different body parts. So becoming aware of your head, noticing your eyes and ears, maybe noticing sounds around you. So what can you see, what can you hear outside your space?
Mm-hmm.
Smell, so nose, bringing your awareness to your nose. Can you smell anything? Mm-hmm. Can you feel the air coming in and out through the nose, through the nostrils? Noticing your jaw. Does it feel tense and tight? And if it does, just let the mouth slacken a bit. Let the mouth open a bit as you breathe out. So take a nice another breath in. And as you breathing out through the mouth. And letting your awareness go down your neck, your shoulders, down each arm, and all the way to the tip of each finger. And then becoming aware of your lungs, just expanding and contracting with each breath. Breathing in, the chest expands. Breathing out, the chest contracts. And maybe noticing your heartbeat, beating in your chest. Noticing your belly, your hips. And going down, all the way down each leg to notice your feet. Noticing each toe, starting with the big toe, maybe giving them a little wiggle. And the next time you take a nice deep breath in, exhale and let a smile come across your face, even if it feels forced, just smile. And bring into your mind a memory when you were laughing. It could be a memory from a long ago, it could be a funny moment that happened recently. But just try to think of something funny. And just let the feeling of laughter and joy rise up in your body as it comes into your mind. So just see yourself laughing. Let that smile spread across the face a little bit more. And now saying to yourself, when I laugh, I am calm and relaxed. When I laugh, I am calm and relaxed. Whenever I'm in a stressful time, it's helpful for me to smile, even just a little, and remember that this shall pass. When I breathe deep and focus on a time I was laughing, I can bring the feeling of happiness and joy back to the now. I am an important addition to this world. I accomplish things in my own time. I am worthy and I deserve goodness. When I relax, I can focus. I don't have to worry about what will be because I already am. So just remind yourself one more time, I am an important addition to this world. I accomplish things in my own time. I am worthy and I deserve goodness. When I relax, I can focus. I don't have to worry about what will be because I already am. And now see yourself accomplishing all that you want to do. Just spend a moment or two here. You can pause it if you're on catch up and see this in as much detail as you can. And just spending some time here. Imagining yourself achieving your goals, imagining your success. And then whenever you're ready to come back to the present moment, just take a nice deep breath. and then feel energized and ready to accomplish your goals.
Oh, I feel so relaxed now. Yes. So, and if you are listening on catch up as well, then you can obviously download this as well. So if you've just gone through the exercise and thought, well, actually, I feel really super relaxed now, you can always go to phoenixfm.com, go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you will see all the episodes that I've put them in episodes, so it's easier for you to find Michelle's segments of the shows on Thursdays. And you can go and just download the whole episode, so you don't have to just listen to it on the website. Where it says download, you can actually download it as well to any device you wish, and you can then join with Michelle on all your exercises. And Michelle, of course, there's always links there as well, straight to your website as well.
There,
Michelle,
is, yeah. And again, like I said, those people who are just tuning in for the first time, there's a couple things there. This is episode 39, isn't it?
Yeah, this one will be when it goes up online.
That's
it.
And then so episode 38 and 37, we talked about the finger breathing and the belly breathing.
Yeah, tips.
And then I was talking about alternate breath last week, and that's episode 35. I went looking through it, and grounding through the feet was episode 36.
Yeah, and there's so many other ones. Yeah. The bowls are still my favourite one. Go and have a look at that one. That will be back, I think, on your yearly anniversary.
I think so.
Yes. Well, anyway, Michelle, listen, thanks so much again for today. Where can people find you?
You can find me on the interweb, www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk, and you can find me on the socials as @midlifeandmichelle or on Facebook, Anahata Yoga.
Michelle, again, thank you so much for that. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
You've got a request, haven't you, before a short break?
I requested Beautiful People.
Okay, here it comes in.
Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're in it, hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, and we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. You look stunning.